بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Keeping the memory of martyrs alive, a necessary repetition for society. December 6, 2023. This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the organizers of the Congress for the commemoration of the 10,000 martyrs from the East Azerbaijan province. This meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on December 6, 2023. Martyr Bakri had a large number of co-workers during the war. Praise God, some of them are still alive, healthy, and prepared to talk about the details of his life that they saw. Courage does not exist only in fighting battles. Courage is needed in self-control, in speaking, in not speaking, in forbearance, and in taking action. All of these things are very important. There are some who had seen and known these martyrs personally. Make use of these people. Interview them. Talk to them. The characteristics of the martyrs should be recorded and recognized in the form of real documentation. This is another matter. Another issue is that when we are studying the martyrs, the foundation that brought about their ascension should also be identified. That is, the people or those who ignited the first sparks, such as martyr Qazi Tabatabai. He ignited the first spark and the first movement during the revolution. For example, on February 18, 1978, he was the one who took the first step, invited people to his area and his mosque, and so on. So, the foundation for these things must be identified.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Why is it that after the events that took place in Qom, the next movement took place in Tabriz, and not in this city or that city? What feature do these people have that allowed them to produce and raise these kinds of young people and to bring forth these kinds of martyrs? These are very important matters. We are talking about an ethnic identity, a national identity, a religious identity. I once mentioned in a similar gathering of brothers and sisters from Azerbaijan that the late Sattar Khan had a note in his pocket from the scholars of Najaf during the constitutional revolution, the events that it involved, and the actions he was taking at that time. He had consulted the scholars of Najaf and asked them a question, and they had written their responses. So he took action based on this intention. This is very important.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.